ओम शांति। हमारे बीच में परम श्रद्धेय राजयोगी आदरणीय ब्रह्मा कुमार सूर्य भाई जी उपस्थित हैं।
ब्रह्मा कुमार सूर्य भाई जी विथ अस, ही इज अवर रिस्पेक्टेड ब्रदर एंड वी वेलकम हिम विथ वन हैंड।
हमें अपनी रोशनी से
इन वैल्यूएबल ज्यूवल ऑफ बाबा ही इज गोइंग टू इग्नाइट अस विद नॉलेज।
सूर्य भाई जी भी आध्यात्म गगन के देवता हैं,
जस्ट हाउ
जिन्होंने
द सन गिव्स द लाइट ऑल द टाइम, सूर्य भाई जी इज ऑल्सो गिविंग अस लाइट ऑफ नॉलेज ऑल द टाइम।
1964 में ईश्वरीय ज्ञान प्राप्त हुआ,
ही गॉट दिस नॉलेज इन 1965। एवरीवन नोज हिम, हिज प्रोग्राम्स आर इन पीस ऑफ माइंड चैनल। हिज प्रोग्राम सीरीज नेम समाधान इज वेरी पॉपुलर एट प्रेजेंट। ही इज सर्विंग इन ज्ञान सरोवर एज अ सीनियर राजयोगा टीचर। ही ऑल्सो टेक्स केयर ऑफ द किचन डिपार्टमेंट। ही इज ऑल्सो इन्वॉल्व इन द स्पार्क विंग
सुंदर क्लासेस
एंड ही गिव्स वेरी गुड क्लासेस एंड ही मेक्स अस हैव गुड एक्सपीरियंस अबाउट बाप दादा मिला।
एकाग्र सूर्यमुखी है, ज्ञान रत्नों के झौरी योगी।
ही इज अ ज्वेलर ऑफ पर्ल्स ऑफ नॉलेज।
हमको आप खूब सजाते हैं
एंड ही डेकोरेट्स अस
भंडारे को
विद
सेवा तपस्या से सवारते
हैं। सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट
योग के नित्य नए प्रयोग
ही गिव्स अस डिफरेंट एक्सपेरिमेंट्स ऑफ योगा एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइम ही टीचेस अस हाउ टू मीट बाप दादा।
ब्रह्मा कुमार आदरणीय सूर्य भाई जी,
सच तपस्वी ब्रह्मा कुमार, रिस्पेक्टेड सूर्य भाई जी, वी विल लिसन टू हिम नाउ। ओम शांति।
श्रेष्ठ पुरुषार्थ के लिए
फॉर द ग्रेट एफर्ट,
जो लास्ट में आए हैं फास जाने के लिए,
हूएवर हैज कम
जो लंबे समय से ज्ञान में है
दोज
लेकिन
नॉलेज
नहीं किया
फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम बट हैव नॉट,
अब अंतिम समय में बाबा से सब कुछ पाने के लिए
फाइनल मोमेंट्स टू रिसीव एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम बाबा, इट इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट दैट वी डू सेल्फ चर्निंग। वी टॉक टू अवर सेल्फ, वी गिव जील एंड एंथुजियाज्म टू अवर सेल्फ, वी बिकम अवर ओन टीचर एंड इट इज वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट। सो एवरी वन थिंक अबाउट इट विथ मी, लेट्स stabilize ourselves to a soul. I have to attain great happiness from Baba. This godly pleasure, this godly happiness, which is also named as super sensuous joy, we all have become the master of it. I have to attain this super sensuous joy. When we receive this, there is automatically this interest from the old world and our intellect would be disconnected from worldly things. Now we will experience very beautifully until 8:15, and the basis of our experience is the concentration of mind. Those who know how to concentrate our mind, those who have cleaned their intellect and mind, would experience godly pleasure, and you will feel that this life is even more beautiful than the golden age. It's not just to say that Baba will not there in golden age, but here we have Baba. We can't say that because golden age also has great happiness and pleasure, but we still have to experience more happiness here in the confluence age. We have to talk to ourselves that I have come to Baba. I was searching for the one and I have come to Him. He has made me belong to Him. I have made myself belong to Him. Now I have to receive everything from Him that is possible. We listen to this in the Murli and we have to talk to ourselves that at this time, that whatever we achieve, godly treasures at this time, it will last for birth after birth, and every birth will be in pleasure. And if we have made ourselves free from waste thoughts, we will be happy for birth after birth. We will have wealth for birth after birth. And we will have the authority for birth after birth. So we talk to ourselves every day. I was looking for the one until now and I have found Him. He is in front of me. What do I have to achieve from Him? Everyone knows that and I won't get this time again. Only very fortunate souls would have this chance. Those who have done devotion for birth after birth will get this beautiful chance. I have to receive everything from Baba. We have to make certain experiments every day. And Baba has said something very deeply. How can I go fast since I have come last? Baba has given the answer. Those who use every second in a worthwhile way can go fast. If you understand every thought to be very important and you have elevated thoughts, can reach the destination. Let me tell you one secret of Baba. So it's just about half a minute thing. Baba has said few seeds from the garland of victory will always be open until the end. So three seeds are open, then there will be two, and then there will be one. So if someone who can make fast effort can come in the garland of victory, so everyone has an equal chance. Chances are not finished yet. So let's do the first practice, that we listen in the Murli every day, that you become soul conscious. Let's stabilize ourselves in our own form. I am a very shining soul sitting in the center of the forehead.
बिल्कुल अपने स्वरूप को देखें. मैं परम तेजस्वी. ईश्वरीय शक्तियों से भरपूर
गॉडली पावर
पवित्रता के तेज से संपन्न हो।
आई एम फुल ऑफ
संकल्प कर दें
ब्राइटनेस ऑफ प्योरिटी
मुझसे चारों ओर तेजस्वी किरणें
वेरी शाइनिंग रेज आर स्प्रेडिंग ऑल ओवर मी।
मैं इस देह की मालिक हूँ।
आई एम द मास्टर ऑफ दिस बॉडी।
मैंने अनेक शरीर लिए हैं।
आई हैव टेकन मैनी बॉडीज एंड लेफ्ट मैनी बॉडीज।
अब मैं इस देह में हूँ।
नाउ आई एम इन दिस बॉडी। दिस इज माय लास्ट बॉडी।
स्वराज्य अधिकारी।
आई एम self sovereign।
बहुत तेजस्वी।
आई एम वेरी शाइनिंग इन ऑल फोर डायरेक्शन ऑफ मी। दैट इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल ब्राइट ऑरा। नाउ यू सी द ऑरा अराउंड यू। ओम शांति।
आत्मभिमानी का अभ्यास बहुत करना है।
यू प्रैक्टिस सोल कॉन्शियसनेस इन अ ग्रेट डील। लेट मी गिव यू अ वेरी स्मॉल मेथड।
थोड़ा समय भी अभ्यास करने से 21 दिन।
सो इफ यू प्रैक्टिस दिस फॉर 21 डेज फॉर सम टाइम यू विल हैव वेरी ब्यूटीफुल एक्सपीरियंस of soul consciousness and you spend 10 minutes from your time any time morning 5 o'clock 6 o'clock at night any time you sit with a diary and you practice while writing that I am a very supremely pure soul. Now you accept that in your mind and it is true that I have that shine of purity in me. My original sanskars are purity. No one can take away this purity from me. I am incarnated in this body. I am incarnated in this body to establish the world of purity. The impurity of this iron age cannot influence me at all. So you think, you churn these qualities one by one, then take peace. Then take happiness, then take powers and you write them down. Each and everything will get imbibed in us. This is the practice of being self, soul conscious, and you have to make this practice a great deal. What is this that making noise?
इससे आत्मा व्यर्थ संकल्पों से मुक्त हो जाए।
With this practice, the soul will be free from waste thoughts and to imbibe all the virtues, to experience all the powers, to increase the power of purity will become natural. And this is why all brothers and sisters practice being soul consciousness. You have to have that passion for it. without doing tapasya, you don't receive anything. If you want to achieve something, you have to make effort. The students at home, those who want to achieve good marks, those who want to have good jobs, they spend so much time in studies and make great deal of effort. They don't use their phones, they don't watch TV, and they only study, and still they achieve those status with lot of struggle, while Baba has come to give us the sovereignty of the world. So those who will make effort, raise your hands. You have to make effort. We are very close to world war, and this time will end soon. Baba has to empty this earth for the deities to come. You all know that this is Baba's version, that Baba will say, my deity souls are coming, so all sinful souls, you have to go away, and that time has come now. So you don't think that what is happening, whatever is happening because it has to happen. So there are 5-10 things of drama's points that you have to keep note, with which your stage of mind will stay unshakable and immovable, and you don't become fearful with this, because the world has lot of fear now. Wherever there is this war going on, there is very fearful atmosphere, because wherever their missiles falls, they have everything is destroyed of them, their houses, their family members, their business, everything. So we all have to give sakash to those souls. Now let's create a thought. We don't have to get entangled in anything, because souls are busy in waste. It's not only attachment, but they are becoming busy in waste as well. The Holi has just gone, and Baba has taught us very beautiful practice during Holi. Just how you throw colors during Holi, you practice that. The colorful rays are falling from my soul, from I, the soul, to others. You practice this every day in the morning. Let's practice for three minutes. Now let's practice this. I am a master, almighty authority.
Sarvashaktivan Shiv Baba sir ke upar chhatr chhaya.
Master, almighty authority, Shiv Baba is on my head as a protector.
Mahatma mastak singhasan par.
I, the soul, am sitting in the throne, in the immortal throne. The colorful rays of 8 powers are spreading all over from me. ओम शांति.
बहुत छोटा सा अभ्यास.
It's a very small practice. Nothing is difficult. With this practice, your mind will get concentrated, because in this time of destruction, we have to give lot of vibrations. We have to stay detached and also fulfill our responsibilities. We can't just think that everyone is paying off their accounts and everyone has to go home, but we have to give vibrations and we have to make their final journey peaceful and easy. Everyone make their plan every day, once or twice. Every day in the morning and in the evening, sitting on the globe or standing on the globe, you practice something very beautiful. Just for example, I am a master, almighty authority. I am a pure soul. Baba's rays are falling on me, and from my head and my eyes, these rays are going to the souls who are suffering from this destruction. Everyone gets wisdom. We create those thoughts because there is a lot of power in our thoughts, because the thoughts of people are very negative, they are very destructive, while our thoughts will change the thoughts of others. Let me remind you some beautiful point of Baba's Murli from today, and you will remember it every day. As soon as you open your eyes in the morning, you see the mouth of God. So in the world they say that if something goes bad, they say, I don't know whose face have I seen in the morning. But when you see God's face in the morning, don't just say, good morning, Baba. But as soon as you open your eyes, you take yourself in this supreme bliss. As soon as you open your eyes, you have Baba, either in the form of incorporeal or in the form of Bab Dada. So first thought when you wake up will be in happiness, and you will have very beautiful experience. You have to be very strong in this few things. Holy has gone, and Baba gives us the title that you are the holiest of all. How are we the holiest of the holy? Because we are not there yet. We have just started purity. But we have to accept the self-respect. I have the power of purity. We have been deities, pure deities for two ages. This complete purity, this purity of two ages is there in our subconscious mind. If we remember that Baba has said, you practice five forms, so our purity will be awakened. Those who have just stepped ahead in this knowledge, will practice this, that I am the holiest of all. I have spent 2 ages with complete purity. You experience this, and then purity will become blissful in your life. Our purity will invoke other deity souls. Now there will be tsunami of service. The deity souls or the souls that have gone to other religions will come to us. Now it's time for Taffy control, and we sit with a thought that I am a pure soul. Those who can do, I am a deity of purity. The ocean of purity is falling, the fountain of purity into me, and you see from up above that golden aged fountain is falling onto me.
सभी के लिए दो सुंदर धारणाएं
सो वेरी टू ब्यूटीफुल धारणा फॉर एवरीवन
और सभी इस पे विचार
and everyone think about it. And you accept it with your thoughts, no matter what happens, I will not spoil my stage. You accept this thought. There is lot of power in the thought. We all know that it is a very big subject because our stage fluctuates very often. The situations, the obstacles that come in our business and the problems of family definitely influences our stage. But it is also possible that our stage can influence the situation, that our stage should finish the situations and problems. So you accept one thought, no matter what happens, I will not fluctuate my stage. Baba's very beautiful elevated version, and you accept that in your mind. If your stage is elevated, then the situation will change. You repeat it in your mind. If your stage is elevated, the situations and problems will be transformed. And to make your stage powerful, you have to practice self-respect. With self-respect, your stage will be elevated, and with your elevated stage, all the problems and situations will be transformed. And you all pay attention to this very subtle thing. With the power of soul, the body becomes recovered. So there are two powers, mind and intellect, in the soul. As much as your mind is powerful, as much as your mind is full of powerful thoughts, as much as your intellect is clear, the disease will go away from the body. With the power of soul, you have to conquer any illnesses of the body, because the power of soul sustains the body. Many brothers and sisters come that the doctors denied to cure my disease. But as soon as I practice the self-respect that I am Master Almighty Authority, that disease went away. So this is a very powerful self-respect. I am a Master Almighty Authority, with which our mind will be powerful and our innate qualities will be awakened. Baba has told us very powerful thing beautifully. As soon as you became my child, I have given you all my powers, but you make them sleep because of waste, because of getting busy into your problems, situations. You look at others and you forget seeing yourself. Many are just spending their confluence age seeing others. We are very powerful. And to awaken this power, you have to stay in the self-respect. that I am a master, almighty authority. Now we sit in this thought. Let's create this beautiful thought that Baba has kept his hand over my head. You feel his hand. He has transferred all his powers to me. I am full of godly powers. I am master, almighty authority. I am very powerful. The powers that Shiv Baba has, I also have that powers. You accept that. I am a very powerful. I am master, almighty authority. From each and every part of my body, the red rays of powers are spreading everywhere. And the very powerful aura has been created in all four directions around me. Now you see that aura, and I'm sitting in the middle. Maya cannot enter in this aura. Any bad energy or any black magic cannot come inside this aura. I am very powerful. Om Shanti. The powers will awaken. They will become active. Your weakness will be gone, and we will become most powerful. And this practice is very powerful. You have to create this aura every day twice, and you will become stay powerful. Now secondly, during Holi means whatever happened is past. So whatever happened in the past, some things we remember, some things we don't remember. And there is always that subtle form that we remember. Sometimes there is such bad incident in our life. Some behave so badly with us that it gives impression in our mind, and that thing cannot keep us happy. There is no happiness. The heart is not happy. Mind is not happy. Any bad incident of past is seated in the subconscious mind, and we remember. We have to destroy that impression. Now I have found the God. I see the face of God as soon as I open my eyes, and as soon as I sleep, before I sleep with God. Why should we destroy our pleasure by remembering someone who has no value? Why shouldn't we remember God instead with the practice of five forms? you can delete the impression of any past bad incident. If someone has ditched you or someone has harassed you, whatever such prints are in the mind, you have to delete them with the practice of five forms and with the practice of self-respect. Both are similar. So you create a thought that I don't want to lose the pleasure of present time with the bitterness of the past. Whatever has happened in the past is gone. You give it to Baba, you surrender it to Baba. Just how when there is new life, you don't remember anything of the past. Similarly, this is our new life, this is our new birth, and we have to forget the past. Are you all ready? Then you will be happy. You will get pleasure of godly meeting. Baba is giving us so much. Baba gives us love every day. He gives us power. And we have to keep our apron open to have it, so we don't have to get stuck in small things. Now, one very small but very great thing that we listen every day, but we don't work on it the way we should. My Baba, you would say, what is new in this? Now we will look at it in a new way. Before that, I would say one thing from today's Murli. Baba has said four things very beautiful in today's Murli: zero and hero, and one of the things was with your pure and powerful thoughts, you create powerful vibrations, you make your centers like a living temple. Never think that you are alone in knowledge, but you can also do it at home. One soul, one deity soul is the deity of the whole city, deity of the whole region. So stop thinking about that I am the only one in my family, but your elevated action, your charitable actions, your great stage, your power of purity is received to the whole family. So if your stage is elevated, the whole family will be happy, the children will be obedient, they will remain wealthy. So I have to increase my charitable actions. I have to increase the power of purity. You give this thought to Baba that complete purity is the decoration of my life. It's my protection. I have imbibed it once, now it cannot go here and there. So in the home, so you all create the thought from here that my home is my temple and I am a deity, I am a great soul, I am a charitable soul, and vibrations will be spread through it. So every day in the morning until 6 or 8 o'clock, while seeing everyone in your family, and that is called attitude, all of these souls are great souls. My home is the temple of all charitable souls. Everyone is fortunate. All souls are very fortunate. Don't think that my one child is like that, one child is like that, and he has destroyed all my wealth. No, instead of that, you have elevated pure attitude. You say, my Baba, you have to increase the belongingness with Baba. Baba says, when you say my Baba, and Baba will be present. Many have experienced this with lot of love, with the belongingness. You note down the word belongingness. When he's mine, we should have lot of love for him. Mother and father have lot of love for their children. He is our mother and father. He is our supreme mother and father. He has so much love for us. You think about it. He has so much belongingness for us. What does he want to see from us? Would the father want to see his child unhappy? He would always say, I'm sitting here. Why are you upset? You just give everything to me. So love and the right, these are very elevated version of Baba, that you bind Baba with your right and you work on it. You bind Baba with your love and the right. The right is a very big word. You feel it. It's not a small thing. So you say with right that come, that you have to do this. You will experience his presence and Baba will do that. You say with right that I need this power, give it to me, you will get it. You say that there is an obstacle in this home, you destroy it, he will finish the obstacle. But not as a devotee, but with lot of love and right. Baba has said very beautiful thing. So if you have love for the father, you increase the belongingness. If you have love for the father, you believe what he says. You become like him. We get this thing every day in the morning and you keep it in your thoughts. And you have to make your stage very elevated and you have to invoke Baba. Now let's all call Baba. And we tell him, Baba, you stay with us and you will feel that his energy is filled in this fall, in this hall, and everyone, wherever they are sitting, his energy is filled everywhere. You call Baba with lot of love, with heart, my Baba. You leave your home and come to us. Baba came down. Both Baba Dada came down. He kept his hand with blessings over my head. He is giving me drishti.
मन के बोझ सारे चिंताएं सारी उसको अर्पित कर दें
यू गिव ऑल द बर्डन्स टू हिम दैट यू टेक इट Baba gave me drishti and he left to his home. Om Shanti. So we experience invoking Baba every day. Think about it, those whose companion is God and he is giving him company. He is giving company. And where would the difficulty be? Wherever there is difficulty, even though there is no difficulty, you invoke him with lot of love and you make him your companion and this life will become beautiful. I will say one more time to everyone. You experience Baba's energy. Everyone will do it. Those who are very good, who do very good practice will do that as well. That Baba's rays are falling on me from up above and I am listening to Baba's murli. So your meeting will be memorable and you fill your apron with this murli with lot of good wishes and pure feelings. We will do powerful yoga for the world so that everyone's heart and mind becomes peaceful, everyone gets wisdom. Om Shanti.